Yeah. My winner?
I don't know. I don't know you that well. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is the Kevin and Sluggo Show. Stu filling in for Sluggo.
Oh, no pressure.
No pressure.
I feel like the pressure, like I have to scream like Sluggo, because he's got such a good scream. Like,
yeah, I don't think it needs to be replicated, though.
No.
You be Stu.
Yeah, I'll be Stu.
And let him be Sluggo.
He's just so much more fun.
Is he?
I don't know.
Let's talk about today's show. Football is back this weekend. Yeah. You a football fan? NFL? No?
Not really.
Rams Chargers play on Saturday night. We're going to talk about fans who paint their faces. So that's not you, I assume.
No.
Not at all. There is a new Coca-Cola called Dream.
Mm.
Dream Coke.
Yeah.
Is what it's called.
How's it taste with JD in it?
I don't know.
That's the only
I've not tried it. Okay. Yeah. All right. And the last time you lost it over nothing.
Last time I lost my patience over nothing?
Over nothing. The least significant thing you lost it over.
10 minutes ago.
All right. So we'll talk about that in the 4 o'clock hour. And in Gimme Five, it is 1983.
Ooh.
Which I said yesterday, incorrectly. Oh. Yesterday was 1973. Today's 1983.
Okay, awesome. Great year.
So that's a great year for music. Yeah, agreed.
Hell yeah.
95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is in for Sluggo today. Not a big football fan.
Nah, I mean, I could take it or leave it. I like it in January, but
matters?
Yeah, when it matters. I like baseball. I'm an old nerd that way. Wow. I really love baseball.
And I are opposite. Because baseball, to me,
everyone, it's
any sport where they have to warm up 18 times, I'm out.
Yeah? I don't know.
I've watched the Dodgers in the playoffs. That's exciting.
Sure.
But yeah. I sort of wait till it gets to the playoffs before I have any interest.
So you watch baseball in October.
Yes.
I watch football in January.
All right.
You know, go Rams. Sure. Why not?
Preseason is starting this weekend. Very excited about that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Rams play the Chargers on Saturday night.
So who do you, are you a Rams guy?
I'm a...
Or are you just an injury guy? I just want to see blood.
No, I don't want to see blood. Stretchers. Arizona Cardinals fan.
Cardinals fan?
Sorry,
Well, I'm sorry. It sounded like you said...
No, I wouldn't say that.
Nobody's in this room is a Cardinals fan.
Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, wow.
All right, but I want to talk about huge fans. The people who paint their faces. Who are you? Who are you face painters?
Yeah.
That's a level of fandom that I've never reached. Although, I will say this. I took my daughters to the Women's World Cup, and they both painted, like, flags on their face and stuff, and they loved it.
For soccer, huh?
For soccer, yeah. But the women's team won handily, and I always think, if you paint your face, then your team loses.
Yeah. You can't.
It's got to be worse than a regular loss.
I would get the pawns out before I left my seat.
Right. It just seems like it would make... It makes everything better if you win. It makes everything worse if you lose. So who are you people that paint your faces? I know we have Raider fans listening.
Yeah.
A lot of Raiders fans dress up.
Sure.
They wear costumes, a costume head, shoulder pads, all kinds of stuff.
When did that whole thing start?
Raiders? I don't know.
Just any face paint. Like before, like I want to say the 70s, maybe the 80s, no one was painting. The only people that painted their faces was Kiss.
Yeah, it's true.
You know?
They were the original.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know when it started, but I do know that every team has their mega fans.
Oh, yeah.
The Rams, the Chargers, the Raiders, and especially the Raiders. When you land on that one, you go, all right. Yeah. About half the place is somehow.
Can you imagine if baseball fans are painting their faces? I mean, once in a while, some weird dude does.
I mean, if you do, in October, if you're doing it at the World Series, it's different.
Right. But if you're doing it in July.
Yes, then that's bad on you because that's going to feel awful and hot. So 818-955-KLOS, you did paint your face at one point or did anything else besides a hat or a shirt?
Yeah.
Anything else other than that?
Yeah, maybe you got like a whole cheese head mascot thing.
Sure.
Where your face,
the cheese heads, I wouldn't want to be them.
No,
thank you.
I mean, that's an easy thing, though. It's a hat made out of foam.
Yeah, that is true. And you can take it off. If your team starts to lose, you can take it off.
Yeah.
It's not an issue. But if you have, you know, paint on your face, that seems bad. 818-955-KLOS. Do you paint your face? Who are you people? Stu is in for Sluggo today. We're talking about football preseason starting this weekend.
Yeah.
Chargers Rams play Saturday night at 7 o'clock, and we're asking the question, who are you people that paint your faces? What kind of sports fan paints their faces? 818-955-KLOS.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you guys we painted our face in the military.
For war games.
That's very different. Thank you for calling, though. We appreciate it. KLOS, hello.
Green and yellow, baby. Go Packers.
Green and yellow. What Go do you Packers. Wear?
We put green and yellow all over our face, our bodies, back, chest.
Is this when you go to a game, or do you do this at home?
Home and games.
Wow. In the living room, in the stands.
And then check it out, our Packard hats, our foam hats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's usually 10 of them that have them when we're chilling. We flip those over, put a little plastic liner in them, we put chips and salsa in them.
Uh-huh.
When we're done, we remove the plastic, brother, and throw the hat back on to keep on representing.
That is genius. Wow. That is genius. Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm a huge Cowboys fan.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You are?
No, I mean, go
it's
ahead.
It's okay, go on.
So, the NFC Championship against the Packers, the last time the Cowboys were worth a darn, I painted my face and went to the game. They whooped Brett Favre's butt and went on to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was good luck for the Cowboys.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. Are you guys still talking about the face painting for a sporting event?
Yes.
So I didn't do face painting. I put on temporary tattoos.
Temporary tattoos for which team?
For the Dodgers.
And where were the tattoos?
On my face.
On your face, all right.
On both cheeks, on both sides. But it was a day game, and the sunburn that stayed after that tattoo was really embarrassing.
Oh, that's hilarious, because when you take the tattoo off, you've got white skin there, or brown, or whatever color you are. That's great.
Yeah. What was the shape of it? Like just a round baseball?
So on one side, it was a baseball with the words Los Angeles Dodgers through one side, and the other side was just like a blue LA, like the normal logo on the hat. So the LA was very prominent on my face.
And on the forehead, you had the Astros?
Next time.
No, but I probably stood up.
Yep, Stu is in for Sluggo today.
Contributing mightily.
Yes, you are.
Am I?
Yes, you are.
All right, good.
We have tickets for Disney California Adventure Park in a few minutes. Ooh. Not quite yet.
I win?
But first, people are dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
You made that.
I did. That was my best Jim Morrison impression ever.
You go straight to hell.
I probably would.
Because we ought to know. That's why.
Oh.
Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Oh, yeah. Well.
A car thief who tried to evade police by hiding inside a teddy bear.
That doesn't sound dumb yet.
Has been sentenced. Joshua Dobson, who was wanted for theft and driving offenses, he ran into the house and he found one of those giant teddy bears like Ted.
Hell yeah.
And
I'd like to think I'd do that.
Tore
that head off?
No.
Oh. In the belly or something. Or in the butt.
In the butt, yeah.
Right. Hole in the butt.
Hole in the butt.
Climb on up.
Climbed on up and was hiding completely inside the teddy bear.
How did he even get caught?
The police walked into the room and saw that the teddy bear was breathing.
He didn't hold his breath?
No, it's on his stomach or his chest or whatever was moving back and forth.
And just a loaded 45. Boop, 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 boop. People are dead.
Not just dumb, but dead. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is in for Sluggo today. I found a big article on why is violent behavior spiking as the pandemic ends.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Why are people wound tighter than ever?
Because we should be healthy now. It should be over. It's not over?
It's over.
Because monkeypox.
It's over-ish because monkeypox, sure. This article says there's a pent-up tension and emotions, whether it's the recent road rage incidents, more behavior reported on airline flights, fans at sporting events getting in giant fights.
Dude. I don't know. That really, it's all like it's spiking
it
now.
It is.
It's always been there.
No, it hasn't.
Really?
I mean, yes, it has.
Are people angrier now than they were?
Yes.
I don't really. Okay.
Yes.
I mean, hey,
how many How many airline stories have you seen where they had to fight some people or getting in fights and you see the video? And
I would buy it in that context. Yeah, all the way.
What about road rage?
Road rage is all the time.
Yes. Yes.
Never ending. Spiking now?
Correct. Spiking now.
Eh. I mean, okay, if they say so.
That's what they're saying.
All right.
That there's more incidents.
I ride a motorcycle, so I don't have road rage at all. Someone does something stupid to me, I'm gone. Maybe they get a finger.
You don't get mad ever?
I mean, for a split second, and then I'm like, I'm gone. When you're in a car and you're next to each other and the traffic's jammed.
Right,
up,
then it's a lot easier.
Then it's easier to stay mad because there he is, that jerk, that jackass. You're looking at me?
No. You're going to flip me off?
I'm going to flip you off.
How dare
get
you?
Get out of the car, dude.
But on a motorcycle, you're able to keep a calm head.
You. It's behind you so fast.
But okay, but let's say like three different people make idiotic moves and where they don't take you into account.
Yeah.
Oh, but the third one, you're not like slowing down and flipping somebody off?
Even if I do, it's
okay,
it's
I got
behind
you.
Me fast.
I got so, you. So you're going fast enough in between traffic that you can flip somebody off and keep going.
My move is the circular pointing at the head.
Crazy?
You're crazy. Bye-bye. The I don't know, the
that's
middle finger's
move?
Just too much effort.
What?
This I know, it makes no sense.
You're crazy.
The crazy
motion.
Yeah, pointing at the head, twirling the finger around. That's my jam. Not the bird.
I would laugh at you if you did that to me. I'm like, come on, man. At least give me the finger.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take calls. And we've done this before, and it's always fun. You lost it over something insignificant. Mm. Everybody's wound a little too tight, so you lost it. The more insignificant, the better.
Yeah.
The tiniest little thing that set you off and you went crazy. And then in retrospect, you look back and go, I'm a crazy person. Stu was right with his fingers with a crazy sign.
I mean, I'm not immune to it either. Sure. You're going to tell a story. Right?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
I have road rage.
I want to know what. You know.
I have a lot of road rage as well, but nothing that ever really came to anything.
Oh.
But I will tell you that it is more stressful now, and I think because you're worried about COVID, you're worried about your friends and family. You're worried about
defense.
Yes.
A lot of,
and there's a lot that's going on in your mind, and everybody's a little amped up.
I concede that.
818-955-KLOS. Call us if you lost it over something insignificant.
Over nothing.
818-955-KLOS. That stopped.
Hey. Cool.
Yeah. The song stopped.
Manual mode.
How about that?
Gotcha.
How about that? Who knew? Hey, we're taking calls about people who get really, really worked up over the smallest things. The more minutiae, the better. Yeah,
that last tiny time that you just nothing set you off.
And then look back on it and you go, what am I a crazy person?
What was that about anyway?
Right. KLOS, hello.
Hi, hello.
She doesn't sound like she can get mad at anybody.
You can't get mad at anybody.
She sounds so sweet already.
Oh, thank you. I try to be, but I was calling because my boyfriend has got the worst road rage the entire world.
I was right.
What in the entire world? What does he do?
Oh, my God. He will chase people down. He will literally chase people down. He will go into the middle lane to go around people to make sure that he flips them off and he can see them flipping them off.
Wow.
A few months ago, he was taking his son to school, and this other guy completely cut him off. And, of course, they're, chasing each other, flipping each other off, doing, the whole thing. And
setting a great example.
Yes. Yeah. But they pull into the same junior high. And so,
excellent.
So they're stuck in middle school traffic together, still doing the same stuff. And my boyfriend gets out of the car and goes over to this other guy's car and is like yelling at him. And the guy's like flipping him off and doing kisses and, just egging him on. And so my boyfriend punches his window and then licks it. And he comes home and he tells me about it, and I'm like, you licked the window?
I'm sorry, what's your name?
My name is Kim.
Kim, you make bad decisions.
Well, I love him. I love him. But yeah, he's like, I was like, what purpose did that serve? Did you taste the bird poop? Like, I don't understand.
You showed him you licked his windshield.
Now I'm going to go get a tetanus shot.
I started giving him crap about it. And then we get a call about a week and a half later from a detective.
Uh-oh. Is licking a windshield against the law? You can't do that now?
Because he punched the window, too.
Oh, right. Sure.
So they're like, well, we have this guy that's on TV, you know, showing. It looks a lot like you, so do you think you can come down and maybe check it out? Of course, we got a lawyer, and the lawyer was like, don't go down there. You know, we had to pay, I think, you know, a lot of money, but my boyfriend was finally like, okay, this was really expensive lesson to learn. I'm going to stop doing that.
So he stopped now.
Now he's a Buddhist.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. We're talking about you lost it over the most minuscule thing. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about you lost it over nothing.
Kevin and Sluggo.
Yes. We're talking about. We are reaching. Yes. The last time you lost it over nothing.
Why people are exempt from using their turn signals all the time.
Yeah, that drives me crazy, too. But have you ever, like, really lost it at that?
A plethora of times.
Stop using words we gotta look up, pal!
KLOS, hello.
How's it going? I got a story.
Yes, you lost it over nothing.
I mean, I don't know how much grace you give for when you're younger, but there was a time when Razor scooters were really popular.
Sure. Mm.
And there was this guy selling these light-up Razor wheels. It's like when you have those shoes and they light up every time you step. So every time would ride on the scooter, lit up. My dad said, couldn't have it. Said, nope, you got plenty of good wheels already at home. And so I was 8, but I lost it. I bawled my eyes out until he finally caved, and then he gave me the wheels.
That's just a tactic. That's negotiation.
That is negotiating.
That's not losing
right.
it.
Because once I had those wheels, I'd be the coolest kid on the block.
And
you were.
Were you the coolest kid on the block?
Absolutely. And because not just because of the wheels, but because I was also the only kid to have a scooter. Everyone else was riding a skateboard.
And a pushover for a dad.
Those wheels are no joke, man. They get you the ladies.
They get you the ladies? When you're 8?
All the time.
Listen, I'm not good with details. Yesterday I said the Gibby 5 was 1983, and it was actually 1973.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So today
we're going to...
Is 1983.
We're actually going to do 1983.
That's my understanding as of this moment.
And is this like... Are you going to reminisce about some of the good things that you did in 1983?
No, we're just going to play 5 songs in a row with a theme. Oh. And the theme is 1983.
I was getting arrested. I'm not even kidding.
Well, we'll work in that story.
Give me five.
Does this sound like porn music?
Five is sort of a substitute word for something else. You know who I was trying to go for there?
What?
Mike Patton.
Oh, really? Shouldn't have said. The theme today, 1983.
Hell
this
yes.
is Motley Crue on 95.5 KLOS. Give me five. 5 songs in a row. The theme, 1983. This is Talking Head. At 5 o'clock every day, we do Give Me 5 with a theme. 5 songs in a row with a theme. Today's theme, 1983. Here's Ozzy. It is Give Me 5. Every day at 5 o'clock, we play 5 songs in a row with a theme. Today's theme is 1983. That's Def Leppard, Photograph. Before that, Ozzy, Bark at the Moon. Before that, Kiss, Lick It Up. Mm-hmm. And Talking Heads, Burning Down the House. And we started with Motley Crue, Looks That Kill. Stu is in for Sluggo today, and he has some fond memories of 1983.
It was a great watershed year for rock and for me in
what
my
happened
life.
With you?
Yeah. Well, I got arrested for the first time.
Excellent.
In 1983. That was a good time.
For what?
The charge was malicious mischief. I think. Yeah.
What well, this hasn't been.
You know, I didn't do it malicious. It was all in fun.
Right.
Yeah,
they call it malicious. You call it fun.
Bingo.
Right?
Bingo.
Tomato, tomato.
You know, running through a condo complex, knocking off the common area lighting. You know, big
done old, that 100 times.
Right. You know,
but never got caught.
Yeah, well, you didn't punch a hole through the fence of an off-duty cop, did you?
Oh, no, I did not, no. Did you get arrested?
Yeah, sure did.
Yeah?
It was like four of us. Three of us got arrested. One of us kept running. That was smart.
You stopped because he said stop.
He said stop. I'm a cop. I think maybe there was, he said I got a gun. I don't remember. We were very, very high.
Right. So you go to? Did you go to jail?
Buena Park. Yeah. Yeah.
How was that experience?
It was, you know, fingerprinted you, threw us all in, call our parents. That's the worst part.
Call your parents?
It's almost, yeah. And the, and also there was a little bit of poo on the floor of the jail cell. Yeah. So you know. Boy, did I ever get arrested again?
You never did.
You better believe I did.
You did, right. No one on this planet makes more noise than you.
I didn't. I'm sorry.
It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, 95.5 KLOS. Stu is in for Sluggo today.
Clearly.
Stu came in very happy. Really happy today. Stop. And I said, "What? Why the joy?" And he said, "Have you seen Tommy Lee's social media?" And I said, "No." And he said, "It's the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life." And then he licked his lips. And I thought that
then
was
you
a
knew.
Step too far.
Wow.
You want to explain to people why Tommy Lee is trending today?
I don't know. Are ticket sales down? Is that what's going on? What is up? Because Tommy clearly wanted to be in the news today.
Right.
And he got what he wanted.
By?
Well, do you remember the Tommy and Pamela video when that came out and it was just everywhere and you
sure.
just couldn't get away from Tommy Schlong?
Yeah.
Well, history is repeating itself.
He posted
not in video. He posted a still photo
on Instagram.
On Instagram
of him nude.
Of him, yeah, and he's having a big day. Big flaccid day.
How did you find out about this?
I don't even remember. I've been so. I've
you
been
have a, in, like a Google a, alert
been,
for Tommy
I've
Lee Schlong?
I've been on Twitter all day long. No, I don't know. I didn't Google anything. I didn't look for Tommy Schlong. I'm not excited that
you're
it's out
really
there.
Excited.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Well, here's why I'm excited.
Uh-huh.
Certain types of girls are going to get real excited about Tommy Schlong.
Right.
And they're, you know, going to be in a certain mood. And it's just, it's going to be everywhere. Go to the rainbow.
What does that mean, go to the rainbow?
Go to on Sunset.
Oh, rainbow on Sunset. Bar oh, the rainbow room. Okay.
Yeah, no, yeah. This is not a gay thing.
Listen.
You're going to make me come out.
No, I didn't think it was.
No, yeah.
But you were pretty excited.
What on earth? I mean, why?
I don't know. He, from time to time, I saw on Twitter, it said, Tommy Lee's at it again. I guess if you've got it.
Here's the thing. Yeah, if you've got the gear,
yeah.
He's got nothing to be ashamed of. Although I do question how many girls can actually take advantage of all of that mass. But
right.
You know what would be actually impressive? Find a way to incorporate that, like, you know, tape a drumstick to it or just pound a conga with it or something and incorporate it into the spinning drum
into
show.
The set. I like that.
Pull the junk out and like give that because it's like a third drumstick anyway.
That's true.
Dude, if, you know, hook it up in some way and just pow. Like, can you imagine?
Like a cowbell.
Because he's a killer player already.
You just play the cowbell along
he
with
play
the drums.
The cowbell. Like if you could like manage to make that thing make music, actual music, not just love making. Yeah, can you? I mean, dude,
that would be pretty.
Now
cool.
Tickets. Now I'm kind of on board.
That's pretty
a
great
show.
I can't help but notice the beginning of that song was weird.
It seemed different.
Super weird.
Somehow, did the lyrics sound?
Where did you find that?
There is a there's an entity. There's a YouTube channel, and I saw it on TikTok.
Okay.
Somebody who goes by the handle There I Ruined It.
There, I ruined it.
And they don't have a ton. They don't have like millions of followers, but they got a pretty decent following. And that's got only like a couple thousand likes on it. And it is hilarious.
So they just took Eddie Vedder's voice and made it nonsense.
It just went cuckoo with it. Yeah. And that thing is, I pulled it from, so the little piece is called What Pearl Jam Sounds Like to People Who Don't Like Pearl Jam.
Let's listen to the beginning of it. Again.
It's beautiful.
Nonsense. Here we go.
Bring it.
Freezer. Rest see a little gone. A baby's on my face looking through the paper. Though it's not something that has never showed it. Oh, man, it's concrete. Never understands the weather of a few and do the tween or the better Saturdays. Girl.
God, that's hilarious.
That is great, man. I hail.
There I ruined it.
Follow that person. They're on it.
We call it Flow and Flow. 95.5 KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. In about 15 minutes, we'll give you another word to text.
To Cachosaurus Rex.
To get $2,000 today.
It's always really a good idea to text Cachosaurus Rex these words, too. Not only might it win you $2,000, but it keeps him from eating you. He's very...
Is that part of it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't realize that.
He's very likely to bite you if you don't text him.
All right, let's get to a topic that we've been beating around the bush for a long time.
Okay.
I eat out of my trash. Okay.
Oh, yeah. This is a what? This is a what
now,
story?
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
At this time, I'm living by myself. There's no one else in my apartment.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Throw away some trash.
You threw away some trash.
And inside.
Inside.
In my trash can.
Okay.
Some of it is a piece of pizza.
Pizza.
Because I was like,
I'm done with this.
Is it worth saving one piece?
That's like 7 or 8 years old.
Was it as old as the, by the way.
Was it as old as the apple that was in here until just recently?
No, it is not, and I'm very disappointed in you.
How dare you? It was.
We had an apple that was super glued to the top of our equipment for 4 weeks.
It was really starting to get rotten by the end there.
It came in today, and it was gone.
It was gone! Someone took it! We were going to make someone eat it.
I hope someone ate it. I hope someone was like, oh, this apple looks like they don't know anything about it. Oh, this looks good. Takes it.
Really hard to get it off here, but I'm going to do it.
Takes a bite. It's still in his mouth.
Left a piece of pizza in the other studio for like 8 years mm-hmm. and someone ate it on the air.
So I throw it away.
Right. Okay. So you threw away this
pizza. It's in my trash.
Oh, okay. Okay.
In a little box for the pizza.
Like under. Okay. It's in a little box for the pizza. Okay. And it's in the trash mm-hmm. in the kitchen under the sink or whatever.
Just in the kitchen. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So then the next day I go, wow, you know what hit the spot?
Okay.
Pizza.
That piece of pizza from
right. And then I think, it's in the trash. Oh, but it's my trash. That helps, right?
Okay.
Then we're going to take your calls at 818-955. KLOS, because I know some of you have done this.
Okay.
As well.
Right.
You've never done this, Mr. Judgmental over there. You've never eaten anything out of your trash.
No.
That you accidentally threw in there.
No. Once it goes in there, and I think I would. I would.
All right, that's the important part.
Yes. But I never have.
So the pizza was in the box, and I thought, yeah. Yeah, sure. Why not? You know, you look at the box, you see if there's any stains or anything.
Right.
And there's not.
Right. I don't remember throwing away any nuclear waste or...
Yeah, and you go, it doesn't seem like it's been compromised.
Was it literally on top still or anything? Like a banana peel on top of
there
it?
There was one bag on top.
One bag.
But there's no leakage.
Kitty litter?
There was no leakage.
Okay.
That's important.
All right. What was in that bag?
I don't know. I don't remember.
But not like something really gross.
No.
Not like
that's what I'm saying. No leakage. That was my point.
Yeah.
Nothing gross.
Yeah. Did you a little bit as you chowed down on this pizza thing?
It's not trash pizza.
It's just trash pizza. Oh no. No, this is trash pizza. It is not available from your major pizza distributors.
Sometimes trash pizza is good. That's all I'm saying. Sometimes the next day it's the morning and you go, you know what hit spot? Cold
what
pizza.
Was I thinking? Throw it away. Mm-hmm. At least now if you had taken it outside, there's no way, right?
Correct.
If you put it in the garage, it's still in the house, so maybe?
Probably. Yeah.
Probably wouldn't.
I probably, if it was in the garage so it was still in the house and I'm the only person there at the time, yeah.
You would go ahead and eat that pizza.
I think so, because I know what I throw away.
Right.
So it's still trash pizza, still pizza.
I mean, I guess people are thinking germs. Rushing up.
Right, and I thought about that, and I looked, and it didn't look like the box was stained from anything else, and...
Right. I know a fella who would lose his mind over this.
Of course.
And you know this fella by the name of Ted.
Yes.
I think he's busy right now.
Yes,
I think
of
he's
course.
Doing something right now. But wouldn't he lose his mind?
Well, I think there are a lot of people who would lose their mind.
Right.
But there are also a lot of people who would do it.
Yeah.
You know that for a fact, and I hope that's for a fact. So, 818-955-KLOS. You ate food out of your own trash. And I'm already making an excuse for you. In your defense, it was your own trash. So trash pizza, 818-955-KLOS. Sligo was just telling us how he eats pizza out of his own trash.
Wait, is that me? I thought that was you. I'm so confused.
I'm confused too. I think it was you.
I'm pretty sure it was.
I'm positive it was
maybe
you.
So.
All right, listen. So you eat out of your own trash. Understandably, you have to be careful.
That has to be in the house.
Right.
Not several days old.
You don't just blindly grab it and eat it. You look. carefully. Check it out.
Maybe brush a little lint off the top.
Make sure it's cool. Mm. Maybe do a little surgery on it to cut out
whatever's the part offensive. Where the rat has eaten.
Have you eaten out of your trash?
I have been known on occasion.
My man.
I mean, now there are some stipulations.
Yes,
how long was it actually sitting in there?
Overnight.
Before you took it out.
Overnight.
Oh.
Oh, wow. So that's over the line, is it?
The guy who eats out of the trash is judging me.
And, what kind of pizza toppings?
Good question.
Pepperoni. I mean, it was just pepperoni.
Meat-ish.
Oh, well,
meat-like.
Okay. I mean, if it has some kind of a funk to it.
Checked for the funk. We want the funk. Yeah, I checked for it.
T-Funk and the All-Stars were not on board.
Right. Let's get to you. What did you eat?
Yeah.
Actually, it was the same thing. It was also a slice of pizza. However, Canadian bacon, no veggies or nothing, but
not overnight,
almost the same thing. No, it was not overnight. It was the same night when I was kind of like drunk and I needed something, to throw in there. Yeah. So.
I think I'd be a little less judgmental of me if I were you.
It's just, the next morning, it's like, okay, but any longer than that, there'd be a problem.
Yeah. Well, any longer than that, you just have to check it a little closer.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS. I think if I were to take a Pop-Tart and put it in a paper plate and have crushed it or something.
I would attack you for throwing away a Pop-Tart.
Maybe I was just full.
What's wrong with you?
And
no.
Then I'm high later. I don't know.
Okay.
But I haven't. Unlike you, Mr. Trash Pizza.
You ate out of the trash. 818-955-KLOS. Listen, we're talking about you eating out of your own trash. Does that happen?
Not I. My uncle, he was a laborer.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night, all the boys would go to the local pub, cash their checks, have a few brewskis,
mm-hmm.
come home about 10 in the evening. His wife, my aunt, everyone else asleep, goes into the kitchen, heats up the pot that's on the stove, pours himself a bowl mm-hmm. of soup,
mm-hmm.
eats it, wakes up in the morning, tells my aunt, his wife, thank you for leaving out dinner for me last night.
Oh, no.
She walks over to the kitchen, looks on the stove. It's the pot she uses to clean all the dishes before she puts them in the soapy water.
Oh, no.
Damn.
It was scraps from everything else?
Yeah.
Yes, floating on the... She would, wipe all the individual plates into the one...
Right, it's like a gumbo.
You got yourself a stew.
Exactly. OMG.
Right on, man. 818-955-KLOS.
You ate out of your own trash?
Hey, he's got a song called Learning to Fly. We're doing something about learning to drive in a few minutes, maybe?
In a few minutes, yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right.
53-year-old.
Yeah.
Learning to drive.
53? Yes. Wow. Okay.
And you won't believe where she was learning to drive. You will not believe it.
Nice.
First, we are talking about eating food out of your own trash.
I found out that Kevin...
Sluggo told us at the beginning of this hour that he eats pizza out of his own trash.
Like purposely throws it away and then leaves it sitting on top. But you decided you needed that pizza, right,
Listen,
Kevin?
There are times when you have to have the pizza.
That
and
you threw
the
away.
The pizza is in your own trash.
And in a box.
And you're sort of careful with what's around it.
Very few rat bites taken out of it.
Then it's viable. You've done this?
Yes, I had Chinese food the day after I threw out in the trash can.
But it was in your own trash, right?
Yes. Okay. My own trash in the container.
Uh-huh.
It was noodles and fried rice and orange chicken and beef broccoli.
I could see doing that.
I hunger. I eat it.
Right, sure, why not? I can see that it's like actually a really good container, so I'll allow that one.
Wait, you hungered?
Like Hunger Games?
Yeah, I love Hunger Games, yes.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
How about other people's trash?
You ate out of other people's trash. That makes me look better. Go on.
I used to be a sanitation engineer.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we all did it, but especially Halloween. I lived in, like, people, you know, a fancy neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
After Halloween, they'd throw away bags of candy.
All right. And so I can see that. They were still wrapped. They had just been thrown out the night before. I get that.
Okay, hold up. Were they still in their trash can, or were they in your truck?
Oh, they were in their trash can.
Okay.
So I'd take them out, you know, and maybe a bag of Twizzlers might have been opened, you know, and... But there's individually wrapped, you know?
Sure, no, that makes... I get that.
I think I'm ruling in your favor.
What about a turkey dinner?
Well, anyways.
Half eaten.
No, not so much. Okay. Big bites taken out of it. No, I think that's fair. I can see that.
Thank you totally for calling.
Yeah, thanks for
You're
calling.
An animal, but thank you for calling.
818-955-KLOS.
You eat out of your own trash? Are we going to talk in a few minutes about a guy injuring himself masturbating? Yes, we are.
Oh, well.
Yes, we are.
Almost been there.
You... I'm sorry, what?
I like that pause. That was a good pause.
You will not believe the injury.
Oh, dear.
That happened.
Oh, no.
First, we're talking about people eating out of their own trash. And just for the record, Sluggo and I find this gross.
Yeah.
But you do it?
Actually, I didn't, but my husband does all the time.
All the time?
He'll, like, trash dive, and I'm just, like, disgusted. It's like...
Is he trash diving in the house or outside the house?
Inside the house.
Okay, all right.
How deep will he go?
Good question. Is it just on top, or does he go down deep?
Oh, he goes down deep.
Woo!
Yeah, he's spelunking.
Wow. Spelunking, ladies and gentlemen.
Does he have one of those helmets with a little light on the front of it? What's the worst thing he's ever eaten out of your trash?
Like, he'll eat steak.
What?
Oh.
Is it cooked? Is it already cooked?
Yeah, like, already cooked.
All right. Well, okay. All right.
Does he know that you can put it in the refrigerator instead of the trash? Maybe decide later.
I think, like, when you're really drunk sometimes.
Oh, drunk. Well, drinking. That doesn't count. That's fine.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. A hell of a People Are Dumb coming up in a minute.
Oh, really?
It's pretty good.
Oh, nice.
It's pretty strong. First, though, Colorado to launch auction of 22 cannabis-themed license plates.
Oh, I need one. I need one.
This is a thing that everybody loves.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge, like, I wouldn't try to get a personalized license plate because I don't really care. But a lot of people really love it.
I would want to put it on my car. I want to just have it. I would just keep it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's an odd choice.
Because, you know, it's going to get stolen a lot, I would think.
Well, that's true.
I don't want it on my car.
That is true.
Yeah.
But they do try to, like, slip some through the DMV,
sure.
And the DMV catches a whole bunch
mm-hmm.
of them. But Colorado is saying, you know what? Let's auction them off. They have 22 cannabis-themed license plates. 420 is one of them.
Oh, the ones you can actually have, and yes. They will stamp their approval on it.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Hash is one. Toker is one. Blunt is one.
Nice.
Cannabis is one.
Can you imagine driving around? That's your car, man. You gotta. It says blunt on that guy's license plate, man.
BONGWTR. Come on.
Don't
who doesn't
spill
want
it.
That?
Yeah, right?
So there's 22 of them,
wow.
And the way they're handling it is they're auctioning them off to people who live in Colorado.
Oh, okay.
And then they're using the money for Coloradans with disabilities.
Oh.
So they're literally, like,
look
using it for charity.
Perfect.
Why?
Right? Why not?
Why not?
Right?
Why does California got such a stick up its ass?
Well, it's early days, man. Colorado blew
it's
the doors
early
open.
Days.
And they blew the doors open first for, you know, for, all right, you can just go down to the store and get some, man. You're going to have to meet Bill in the alley at 7-Eleven to get
right,
it.
Right, but let's say that now you look at this and you look at Colorado and you go, wow, that's smart.
Yeah, it is smart.
Hey, why don't we do that?
Hey, California!
It doesn't seem that difficult.
No, it really doesn't.
Just auction them off.
We'll
and
be
then,
next. We'll be in there.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, we should be next.
That would be so awesome.
Because we're embarrassing right now.
Hey, look at the time.
Time?
Almost time.
For People Are Dumb.
They're about.
People are dumb. When you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Now, my thought is that you're going to love this guy.
Yeah.
You're going to love this guy.
Nice.
He's an idiot. And yet you're going to love it.
New video tonight of a marijuana suspect lighting up a joint right in front of the judge.
Right out of Cheech and Chong notebook.
So,
damn.
So he's answering for a possession charge.
He's like, dude, take a toke, judge.
And he reaches into his pocket and pulls out a joint and lights it with a match. Like, he has to strike it a couple times.
Which is always legal. That's never a problem. They love fire.
This story first went viral yesterday. And as News Channel 5's Nick Barris tells us, we now know the suspect planned the stunt to promote the legalization of pot.
Oh, wow. That's, I'm sure the judge must have loved that.
And by the way, that's not how it gets legalized. That's my point.
Legalize it.
That's why he's an idiot, because the judge can't go legal.
You know what? You know, that's legal. You're right. We should.
Let me set the stage for you. There was a suspect on a simple marijuana possession charge to go before a judge here in General Sessions Court. That courtroom was packed.
Wait, he's a packed bull, man.
Have you ever been in front of a judge?
Yes.
Is it the scariest thing ever?
Yes.
Do you feel like he's going to find everything that you've ever done? I was so nervous when I was in front of the judge.
Yeah, right?
My former partner got a jaywalking ticket, which is the lamest of all tickets.
Super lame.
In Westwood, by the way.
Yeah.
So we went to court, and I was his lawyer, and we were going to...
What?
Yes, and we claimed that he was unmentally fit to stand trial.
Oh, how'd that go over with the judge?
It sounded hilarious.
It does, but...
Until you're in front of the judge.
And then he's pissed off anyway.
Yes, and it's we're just...
He hates life.
Two idiots that are making his day longer.
You've heard same old song and dance by Aerosmith. Basically, you get hung at the end of it because of the judge.
Yes.
And his constipation.
And he threatened to throw us both in jail.
Whoa!
And I shut my mouth immediately. This guy took out a joint and lit up!
Something happened no one expected. Look closely here. Video from the Wilson County General Sessions Court shows 20-year-old Spencer Boston.
He's 20. Where are they? I don't know where they are.
I don't know.
Illegal still. What a bummer.
Yeah, that's stupid.
What are you living in that state for? Get the hell out.
At the podium, talking with Judge Haywood Berry, they are discussing Boston's sentence for a simple possessions charge of marijuana. And then Boston reaches into his pocket, pulls out a joint, lights it, and starts smoking right there in the courtroom.
In 20 years of law enforcement experience that I've been through, this is the first time I've ever seen something like this.
You know, whenever you've pissed off the cop that's been doing it for 40 years.
Listen,
or whatever,
I've been in court for 40 years, and I've never seen anything like this.
Always start with that exhausted sigh. Like, yeah, I just
they're so tired.
Can't
that guy's so tired.
Do this anymore.
Yep. It's very bizarre.
Court officers immediately converge on him, and Boston, then being led away, facing the packed crowd, says something along the lines of, "We deserve better," referring to the legalization of marijuana. Deputies there say his actions showed no respect for the rules of the court.
What?
And now Boston has landed in more trouble.
Yeah.
For pulling out that joint and smoking it in the courtroom, Boston was given 10 days for contempt of court. And yes, he has a second simple possession charge.
I'd like to applaud our idiot of the day.
I mean, it's not a good idea, but...
People are dumb, but that's a good cause.
Well done. Right.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is the Kevin and Sluggo Show. The first ever KLOS summer invasion of Disney California Adventure Park is August 25th. And if you'd like to join us with a four-pack of tickets, call right now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck, KLOS. Who's this?
Louie.
Louie, you are caller 13.
Yes, I've been trying night and day.
Well, it paid off for you. You got a four-pack of tickets to KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park on August 25th. They're going to close the park, kick everybody else out, and then we have it to ourselves from 9 to 1 a.m.
Nice.
Right now, we have tickets for the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Yeah!
Woohoo! Did I win? Did I win? What's wrong with you?
I'm excited.
Are you going?
Disney California? No, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope so.
I am.
I'd like to.
You'd like to if you could win? Well, yeah, God, go out and call. You got to be caller 13.
Do you think there'll be a parade?
Yes. I do. If you want a four-pack of tickets to the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park on August 25th, be caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS. KLOS, who's this?
This is Aaron.
Aaron, would you like to go to Disney California Adventure Park with us?
Hell yeah.
You just won a four-pack of tickets.
Oh, yeah, that's great. My wife's going to love that.
Are you in the doghouse for something or just in general?
No. Tomorrow's our wedding. 5-year wedding anniversary.
Oh, nice.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. And you can go, yeah, I've been planning this for a long time, honey.
You are going to rock tomorrow night. Wow. All right. Well played, senor.
Please keep hands and head and limbs inside the car at all times, Aaron.
It is KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We have a 4-pack of tickets right now for you at 818-955-KLOS. Caller 13 wins those tickets. Good luck. KLOS, hello, who's this?
Hello, hi, this is Evelyn.
How are you? I'm great. You're caller 13.
Oh, God, thank you. Oh, my God, I'm trying so many times.
Well, it paid off. You got a 4-pack of tickets to the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure on August 25th.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much.